Planet Rock Breakfast. There's the Rolling Stones. It's only rock and roll, but we love it. Now, yesterday on the show, we announced the Rolling Stones, their No Filter Tour Part 2. Loads of dates, including Dublin's Croke Park on the 17th of May, then the UK leg, London Stadium on the 22nd of May, Old Trafford Football Ground the 5th of June, Murrayfield Stadium in Edinburgh on the 9th of June, the Principality Stadium in Cardiff on the 15th of June, Twickenham Stadium on the 19th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. planetrock.com/tickets. And to tell us more about the tour and what the guys are up to as well, I'm very pleased to say, joining us on the line from the stage, the legend himself, Mr. Keith Richards. Keith, how are you?
Paul, how are you going? All right.
Brilliant, thank you, sir. Now, the tour, it's been a while. It's been, what, 5 years since you last played Glastonbury and Hyde Park, so I guess you can't wait to get home.
It's absolutely. You know, I was really happy to find out that we were playing back home. And, I didn't realise it was 5 years, you know. But, so it's time to pick up the threads, man. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you're living in the States. You've lived in the States for quite some time, but you still have the place in Sussex, I think I'm right in saying, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm down there, you know, a couple of months of the year when I can. All the grandkids are down there and the kids. And, yeah, I do. I do miss the old joint now and again, you know. But you can't have them all.
Now, you've played virtually everywhere there is to play worldwide as a band. The Stones have been here, there, and everywhere throughout this massive career. But believe it or not, there's two dates on these upcoming shows in the summer that you've not played before, like Old Trafford Football Ground and the newer London Stadium too.
Yeah, right. I was thinking about Old Trafford. I had never been there, right. No, so this is going to be a turn on United's ground, right?
Yeah. So the dates are going to be massive, as we'd expect with a stadium show from the Stones. Every time you turn it out, you always bring a massive state-of-the-art production. I'm guessing this time is no different.
No, I shouldn't think so. I've not seen any of the, you know, updates or at the moment, but there's no doubt now that the tour's announced, I'll be getting loads of info on it. Yeah, I mean, we have a great set, people, and I'm sure, you know, they're hard at work already, you know.
Now, as far as the set list is concerned, obviously you're not going to give too much away at this stage, and you probably don't know what it's going to be, but I'm guessing there's going to be the standards there that you've got to play that you wouldn't get out alive if you didn't play, but there's also going to be quite a few surprises each night, too.
Well, I hope so, you know. It depends what we play, actually. Depends. We really start working on the set list when we get into rehearsals, because I don't know why that seems to be where everything seems to fall into place, and where we try out you know, maybe something we haven't done for a while, and see if we can play it around. Also, we like to sort of load up with so that we're not just rehearsing. We don't just rehearse the set list, you know. We try and play everything we can remember.
And let's be fair, with your back catalogue, you're always going to leave something out, right?
Yeah, right. it's a terrible thing. It's like Solomon's choice, you know.
Now, let's talk about the smaller gigs, because even though you play stadiums and you've played these massive shows for a number of years now, the wealth of the band is that you have to get out to as many people as you possibly can, and there's so many charities to do that. But you also like to get out, if you can, and do the small club shows. Is there anything planned as far as that's concerned in the UK when you're over?
Yeah, we usually do that. Last tour last year in Europe, we didn't, but I think that was basically a time constriction or something. But I'm sort of thinking that the guys probably want to do a club show before they hit the big stage. It's sort of what we usually do, and I wouldn't mind. It'd be great. As long as Mick up for it, I'm up for it.
This is Paul Anthony, joined by Mr. Keith Richards from the States this morning. The band just announcing that UK tour, taking in London Stadium, 22nd of May, Old Trafford Football Stadium on the 5th of June, Murrayfield Stadium, Edinburgh, 9th of June, Principality Stadium, Cardiff on the 15th, and Twickenham Stadium on the 19th. Tickets on sale, don't forget, this Friday, 9 a.m, planetrock.com/tickets. Now, that track we just played there, Keith, Just You Fool, from the album that's recently won your third Grammy for Blue and Lonesome. Well done with that.
Yeah, that was a surprise, actually. But, always, you know, pleasantly received. But, as an album, I was really happy to get that out. I think the other band was, you know, it was sort of an album that we, you know, could have done any time in the last 50 years, but for some reason didn't. And it reared its head and said, let's go. And so, Yeah, I was very happy with it. I wouldn't mind doing a part two.
So a band that's been around as long as you have, that's been there, done it and got all the T-shirts, how important is getting an award nowadays to you? Is it important or is it just another thing that happens?
Well, it's a nice sort of nod and everything, but as you say, there have been so many of them. I mean, it's hard, you know, I can't say you get used to it and say, oh, not another Grammy, anything like that. But you know, no, it's nice to be appreciated, whatever kind of honour. I prefer the honour from the fans when I'm working. You know, that to me is the real topper, you know.
Well, the fans can't wait for a new album. We heard a couple of months ago that you are in the process of putting together a new album. At what stage are you at the moment?
I would say somewhere like halfway to near the beginning. Actually, Mick and I are getting together tomorrow in New York for a few days to do a bit more work on it. So it's progressing as I speak.
So legendary songs from the Rolling Stones. In your case, how does that materialise? Is it a case of just the two of you sitting down and working on riffs and lyrics and see what happens and then take it to the rest of the guys or what?
Well, it's kind of like that. In actual fact, but there isn't any sort of strict formula or the way songs happen. Sometimes they appear sort of out of nowhere, which are the ones you love, and then others start with this one little idea that you think could be fantastic, but the rest of the fantastic don't come, you know, or it takes for ages, you know. And so, but it's always fun. You never know with a song, you know, where you're going to bump into it.
I guess as well, in your situation, you don't have to rush it. You don't have to say, right, we've got to get this done. We've got to get it done by this time. I guess you can keep going back to it in between dates and rehearsals and all kinds of things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we did our bit in that when they're in the 60s with the 45s, you know, where they're knocking on the door every 2 months saying, where's the follow-up? And that was when you were really sweating it. But, you know, it's nice to have the time. Although sometimes it is, you know, it's good to have a bit of pressure on rather than like an endless sort of door. I like to pretend there's a deadline, even if there ain't, you know.
Is there an idea as to when it's going to be out? I mean, when can we expect to see it? Is it going to be 2018, 2019?
Oh, man. No. Bit early to say, early days yet, you know, because now that the tour's coming up, we probably won't get in the studio again until, you know, later on this year. So it'll be a bit. Christmas, how about that?
That sounds great to me. There's also the situation, Keith, whereby it's not just the case of recording the Stone stuff and doing the live gigs and everything else, but you never know when Hollywood's going to knock on the door again for another cameo role.
I haven't had any knocks lately. But, no, I mean, I suppose that sort of thing is always it's on the cards. I mean, I've had a few that I've said, no, thanks very much. But I guess it depends. I mean, I only did that because Johnny and I were pretty good mates and thought, well, you know, try anything once. And I loved the costume.
And the character as well was you through and through, wasn't it?
Yeah. He didn't get a lot to say, but he came through all right. I was very happy with that, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Keith, an absolute pleasure catching up with you. All the best with your continued success. Speaking of which, before we let you go, everybody's been saying for God knows how many years, in fact, when I saw you on your last arena tour in, 2012, everyone's saying, you've got to go and see him on this tour because that'll be it. They can't possibly do any more. But you're not ready to hang it up yet, are you?
No, I couldn't. The idea's never really occurred. I mean, this thing is a band, you know. If somebody said that, you know, that's it, I guess. I mean, maybe we're not all sitting here sort of saying, you know, I dare you to leave or anything like that. No, it's what we do, man. We enjoy doing it. And there's thousands of people out there that enjoy it too. And, you know, you can't be a party pooper, right?
As you said, you're only just getting started, really.
Really, yeah.
Keith, all the best, mate. We'll look forward to seeing you on that UK jaunt, which once again kicks off on the 22nd of May, London Stadium, and then Old Trafford, Murrayfield, Cardiff, Twickenham. It's going to be amazing. Keith, all the best to the rest of the guys too.
Hey, bless you all. I'll see you there.